Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, because it is news chew time. Welcome back, everybody. This is going to be a very special episode, I can tell. Just a feeling that I have. Ben, do you get feelings?
Yeah, I have this feeling, and I think it's going to be a very good episode. I mean, what episodes aren't good?
Well,
I'm sure we've had a few.
You know, there have been, you know, some close calls where, you know, we may have not been on our A game, or my dogs have ruined the podcast. But I think for the most part, we try to produce a quality product for the people. Something to let them ponder during their work days or commutes or wherever you listen to the show.
Speaking of which, we do actually have new listeners I saw throughout the week.
Yes, I believe
we got, I want to say Germany,
yep.
Denmark, Vietnam, and the United Kingdom have now joined.
We got three listens from the Vietnam, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
We're big in Vietnam right now, Ben. So good morning, Vietnam.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
I get that reference.
I'm glad that you do. Yeah, so that's cool. I mean, I'm not sure what exactly appeals to them, but I'm into it. So let's go with that. Thank you to Kimberly. I enjoyed having her, and she was very excited about it. She sent me a message saying that she was walking down the streets of New York giggling, and people kept looking at her strangely. So if you listen to the news shoe, you too can be like Kimberly and be giggled at by and be looked at strangely while you giggle at strangers. So
yes, we would like to thank Kimberly again, because it was just a tremendous episode as always.
Indeed. And then also
there's that word
even
again.
The word tremendous. You guys need to get a room and just work this out. And get it out of your system, and then we'll move on to a new word. Perhaps scrumptious? I recommended it before to you. I think scrumptious could be a good word for you. In other previous guest news, that's what I meant to say.
You're close enough.
Yeah. I spent this past weekend with past and future guest Brian Sweeney. We did manly cabin type things, burning wood, playing Hammerschlagen, the German sensation that's sweeping the nation. I'll explain Hammerschlagen in a second. We also played a game called Donkey Balls, which I could not encourage more to anyone. Donkey Balls, heck of a good time. Let's see. I drank way too much beer, Ben. That's the real downside to this story. It's a cautionary tale. But I had a wonderful time. We built fires. We peed into citronella buckets. Sounds weird, but try it. I had a great time. And he will definitely be back on the show. Some people there also listen to the show on occasion, so I like that and appreciate that. We had a good time. But now let me tell you about Hammerschlagen, Ben. Hammerschlagen is a traditional German game in which you take a stump, a wood stump, and you place it in the center of a group of people, and you put, you just kind of lightly tap nails in for each person. And the trick to Hammerschlagen is you have to flip the hammer around so that you are using the pointy side. And then what you have to do is you have to rest the pointy end on the wood, and in one swing, you have to try to knock in the nail. It sounds like
it'd be really dangerous.
It's not very dangerous. It's just ridiculously complicated, and it's really hard. Like, you watch people play it, and you go, oh, well, I could probably do this. And then you go to play it, and it's terrible. I mean, you really think about it, the very, you know, the end that you use to kind of pop the nails out, now you're trying to hit the nail with it. And sometimes you'll hit it, and it will shoot back at you. Sometimes it will shoot across the wood. You have to be on your toes during Hammerschlagen. And then we started making it not so much that whoever won was the champion. It was the person who lost. And the person who lost had to drink something terrible, which in this case was, guess what, Ben? It was the Bud Light Limerita and Raspberryta that I had in my fridge when you were here.
Oh, God.
So to motivate people to not lose at Hammerschlagen, the loser had to drink 25 ounces of Bud Light with lime, Limerita for the first game, and then Raspberryta for the second game. Now, Ben, in the true, just sort of like, in true comedic fashion, if I told you that, if I told you that the person who won the first time, or lost the first time, also lost the second time, how bad would you feel for said person?
I feel pretty damn bad for them, actually. That's like, I wouldn't, that's like almost Gitmo torture right there.
Sure. Now let me tell you, what also worked was when it got down to the last two, which I will say and confirm that I was a part of the final two in the first round, and they opened, because it was taking so long, they actually cracked the Limerita so we could smell it, just to know what our fate was. And I won't keep you in suspense anymore, but let me just tell you that destiny smiled upon me, and I did not have to drink the Limerita or the Raspberryta in Hammerschlagen. Thank God. But the same poor person did have to. And since we knew how terrible it was, we didn't feel bad when she gave it to a guy on the end of the pier to try to convince him to drink it, and he chucked it into the lake. It was a beautiful moment. I mean, something that I wish I could have captured on video or in film. It was beautiful. She... because we told her that if she could get somebody else to take it, that she didn't have to drink it. So she went to some guy down on the end of the pier and gave it to him, and she was like, here you go. And then he took it, and he chucked it into the lake.
It's probably the best thing he could have done with
that.
And I imagine when it went into the lake, though, like you saw like a little atomic bomb explosion come from the water.
That Raspberryta was not long for this world, and it knew it. 25 ounces of Raspberryta is not something that anyone wants, including a Raspberryta. So we also considered then later giving the Limerita can a Viking funeral, but we ended up choosing not to, since it was a can and it would never burn, it would just sink. And since we'd already thrown one can into the lake, we thought that was probably one too many already. But anyways, had a great time, had lots of fun, lots of laughs. My throat is a little sore from campfire smoke and, you know, things of that nature. Breathing in meat smoke. Can I say meat smoke on this show? I feel like that's really dirty.
We've said far worse, so I think you're able to.
By the way, remind me after the show to tell you what a wet Cooper is. You won't like it, but I'll tell you after this.
I thought you said something completely different at first.
A vet snooper?
No. Anyway. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, because remember you were talking about that.
A rat snooper? I'm going to keep trying to guess what it was. That you thought I said. So, how was 4th of July for you?
Honestly, I kind of forgot it was the 4th of July until like halfway through the day.
Oh.
And I didn't do anything. I don't do anything for it, so I just... play video games and watch baseball.
I mean, that's probably what John Hancock would have wanted, I would imagine. You know, truth is, Ben, that only two of the Founding Fathers actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. I don't know if you knew that. Only two of them actually signed today. The rest of them signed, like, in September or some crap in Philadelphia. So it's kind of weird.
I feel like I should know who those two were.
John Hancock is one, and I don't remember who the other one is. Not anyone.
I thought it was Benjamin Franklin.
No, I know it's Johnny Hancock, but I'm not sure who the other one was.
Johnny be good.
Tom Foot Penis.
Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck signed it.
Tom Selleck. Oh yeah, we watched Mr. Baseball when you were here. That's right.
Yeah.
Loved Tom Selleck and Mr. Baseball.
See, Tom Selleck didn't sign the Declaration of Independence. He just put his mustache on it, and his mustache just like made a print.
You know what? I would watch National Treasure 3 if it was Tom Selleck and not Nicolas Cage. I would love to watch Tom Selleck try to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Well, yeah, I would watch National Treasure 2 if Nicolas Cage was in it, but...
well...
we all can't have nice things, can we?
No, we certainly cannot. Speaking of which, Ben, I would like to just point out that the top movie in America is still Transformers 4, starring the greatest line in the history of film. You guys, I think I just found a Transformer. Ben, your thoughts on Michael Bay continuing to ruin my childhood?
At least he's exploding it. It's going out with a bang.
All of his movies go out with bangs, Ben. Big, giant
That's the
bangs.
Point. That's the point.
And pretty soon he'll be wrecking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for me, so I'm excited about that.
I don't know. I'm very neutral on Michael Bay. I don't know that I've actually ever watched a Michael Bay movie.
Well, I bet you have, Ben. I know for a fact that you have. I know that you care about a little movie called Armageddon.
Okay, besides Armageddon.
That's a Michael Bay movie. You said that you didn't think you'd ever seen a Michael Bay movie. That is as Michael Bay as it gets, my man.
And I don't know. I know everybody hates it, but I don't think it's that bad.
Nobody hates Armageddon. I feel like that's a movie that you were really young when that came out. So it's interesting to me that you are so taken by it. Everyone loves Bruce Willis, don't misunderstand. We all love Bruce.
Yeah, other than that, I've never seen a Michael Bay film, and I don't really plan on it.
The first Transformers is kind of interesting. I actually like the first Transformers quite a bit.
But see, I don't like Shia LaBeouf, though.
Well, who does? That's not the point. I mean, the first time, when I watched the first Transformers, what I wanted to see was I wanted to see them transform, and it was really cool. But then once the novelty of that wore off, I kind of stopped giving a shit. Transformers. Transformers. After you see them transform, you won't give a shit. Transformers 4. We replaced LaBeouf with Mark Wahlberg.
They found a Transformer.
And yes, Mark Wahlberg's character is still from Boston.
Is there any movie that Mark Wahlberg is in where he doesn't have a Boston
accent?
See,
I have tried to think about it, and I really don't think so. I think it's in there one way or the other, even if he tries. And he's not a bad actor. I certainly do not think that he's a bad actor, but he... Like, you'll never see him playing a British person, or, you know, you'll never see him, you know, doing something, you know, that has deep theatrical... He'll never do a Daniel Day-Lewis role, or a Matthew McConaughey role. Matthew McConaughey actually has really evolved, so it's possible. He could. He certainly could. He's a good actor, I think, for the most part.
Actually, no, I was talking to my dad the other day about Mark Wahlberg, and what did he say? The movie he just saw with Mark Wahlberg in it... Lone Survivor or something?
Oh, yeah. The one where...
Apparently he doesn't have a Boston accent in that.
Really? Okay. So maybe... Or maybe it's just really subtle. Maybe it's just really subtle. I don't know. It doesn't seem like he ever isn't from Boston. And he is from Boston, so that's fine. And again, I do enjoy him, so it's not a big deal. You know what? He would be an amazing Negan on The Walking Dead. No joke.
He's too big for TV, though.
Maybe not. Maybe he really likes the show. Maybe he wants to collaborate or something. You know, maybe we can work together on a project.
Guys, I found some lockers.
You guys, did you fucking know that I'm going to bash your head in with a baseball bat?
I'm going to bash your head like the goddamn lockers.
What's this guy's name? Glenn? Man, he's fucking dead. So, anyway, I digress.
What's your name, kid?
What's your name, kid? So, moving on. I mean, we have digressed into Mark Wahlberg being on Walking Dead, which is just... I didn't think that's where the show was going right out the gate. And we've talked way too much about Mark Wahlberg. I typically do not care for this much Wahlberg chatter.
I think we've hit our Mark Wahlberg quota for the year.
Good. So let's talk about something that Mark Wahlberg has never tried in a film. Parkour.
Beautiful.
When I think about people doing parkour, I just don't like it. And then I read something and saw something and realized that parkour could be the greatest sport ever invented.
Starting the show off strong.
Yep, starting off strong. In London, they are now promoting seniors to do parkour. They are spinning on benches, swinging from metal bars, and balancing off raised ledges. All elements of a daredevil discipline known as parkour. Parkour with a 79-year-old man. That is something worth watching. Because at any moment, a knee could go out, a hip could explode. This is primetime television, Ben.
I mean, when I was there, we watched that Wipeout show. This sounds like it could be a Wipeout show, almost.
It could be something really special. But, like, I think it's funny to me that there are always these new fads for seniors to stay fit. It's like every couple years there's something like this. That like the last time I think it was the Wii. Like all these senior centers were getting the Wii so that the old people could play tennis and do bowling and shoot skeet. And like I thought that was so fun, and I was like, that's cool. But this one's kind of like, are you trying to, like, get them dead? Is that the end game, kind of? I mean, you know, if London's trying to slowly and quietly execute its elderly, that's fine. I just would like to know about it. Because if I'd like to videotape them doing parkour, I guess. It's for selfish reasons, Ben.
You know what's funny to me? Is that parkour was invented in France. So leave it to the French to invent the sport of running away.
Well, it's using your natural surroundings to run away.
Like I said, leave it to the French to do that.
So leave it to the French to learn to adapt to new territories, because when you keep getting invaded every 50 years,
that's being too generous.
You gotta be ready at any time.
I'm sorry to any of our French listeners out there. I don't think we have any French listeners.
No, France has stonewalled us, but not anymore, because we mentioned France one time.
You know, and I wonder what type of parkour they're doing, too, because I've seen parkour videos on YouTube where people, like, jump over, like, different buildings and go to different ledges. I wonder if they're doing that type of stuff or just, like, jumping on rocks and jumping off or running up on walls and then jumping off, because it'd be interesting to see regardless.
You know, people are jumping off benches, though. Like, they're parkouring. So, like, I imagine that they're stepping up on the bench, sitting down on it, spinning around, and then getting off it. Like, that, to me, is what old people parkour would look like. Like, imagine Tetris. Like, you're just moving the old person around the bench. And then they're off.
And that 79-year-old guy actually isn't the oldest parkour. George Jackson, who's 85, is the oldest participant in the London parkour class. And he's a former boxer and army veteran, and he said, quote, "I really enjoy it and wish I could do more. I just forget how old I am sometimes and that I can't do certain things," unquote.
I bet that George Jackson loved that Paul Walker parkour movie.
I've never seen a Paul Walker film, so.
Oh, it was just out, you know, Brick Mansions is what it was called. And it was all about parkour. I'm not even kidding.
I wonder if Mark Wahlberg does parkour.
No, I don't think so. Mark Wahlberg,
guys, he can do parkour.
He doesn't need parkour because he can just knock you out with one punch. So if you're like running at him and you're trying to dodge him, he's just gonna sucker punch you and end your parkour. You can't escape. True. Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg is someday gonna be the new Chuck Norris. Like,
no,
they're gonna tell tales of Mark Wahlberg.
The Boston Chuck Norris. Oh, you mean Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah,
okay.
Mark Wahlberg.
But
Marky Mark.
But it just kind of amazes me, though, that, you know, these you know, older people are still able to do this, because, I mean, you get a lot of, like you said, hip problems or back problems or just problems in general, and, I mean, it's not even about, at that point, stretching and trying to get you loose. I mean, if you can't physically do it, you can't physically do it, but the fact these people still are able to go out there and do it, I mean, it's pretty incredible, actually.
Yeah, this is a nice story for us. It's sort of, you know, it's nice that people are trying to be inventive, and like with the Wii thing, this is kind of nice too, you know? I mean, it does make me nervous for the old folk that, you know, maybe they might be dead. But, I mean, it does seem like they're enjoying it, and it seems like it's making them happy. And I think when you get to a certain age, you sort of, at least from my personal experience with both of my grandparents, you sort of, if you have something to look forward to, you can last longer. And then when you don't have that anymore, it's sort of, you know, things get worse. It's just kind of how it is. And so giving them something to look forward to and something to enjoy, that I am pro that. I'm all for that idea.
Have we ever had a feel-good story on this show?
Yeah, we've had feel-good stories on the show, Ben. Don't make us out as monsters. We've had nice stories on here before that are not all about stabbing and urinary tract stuffings and things.
And burning down houses to kill bugs.
Right. We're not all doom and gloom. We have an upside. I mean, it's a lot of bad. It's a lot of really bad, but we dabble in the not as terrible.
We dabble in the good kind, not the bad kind.
But when we go terrible, we go really terrible. Like, say, exploding laptops.
Beautiful.
That's right. Story number two. A 72-year-old woman suffered minor injuries when her laptop exploded in front of her on Sunday afternoon. That would have been 1 week ago today, as of recording. This woman was sitting there checking her email and playing Spider Solitaire. Look at her go. She can use the computer machine. Spider Solitaire. It's 2001 all over again.
So in England, 72-year-olds are doing parkour. In America, 72-year-olds are browsing laptops.
Boom.
Gee, I wonder who's going to live longer.
She wasn't doing a lot of browsing. She was just checking her email, which I'm sure she only had like two. And then she was playing Spider Solitaire, which is hardly utilizing your computer to its full capacity.
Fair enough. But I'll tell you the thing that doesn't surprise me about this is that it was Adele. And for those of you who are out there that listen to the show that, like, know technology stuff, and if it's an NVIDIA driver in there, would be hilarious, because NVIDIA is known for all their shit catching on fire. Like, mainly, like, their different processing units and whatnot, and it'd be hilarious.
Ben, what if I told you I was recording on Adele?
Lou, your time might be limited now.
I am not even kidding you. My computer is absolutely Adele, and I just got afraid, as you described, that my computer could explode at any fucking second.
Well, those are the risks with Adele.
But it says Inspiron, Ben. It says Inspiron.
It says that to make you feel good about buying it and making sure that it's not going to explode in your face. But as the woman told reporters, she goes, quote, "The next thing I knew, my shirt was on fire. I grabbed that and took off, and I think that's when I singed my hair," end quote. So what she did was she got water from one of her dog's water bowls, and she doused the flames with that. So her house didn't catch on fire, but she did suffer second-degree burns on her face and her arms and her chest and her foot. So, yeah, dude, you're not getting Adele anymore.
Well, she got plenty of Adele. I think my favorite quote of hers was, she said, quote, "I've never seen an exploding laptop before. It's the first time I've ever encountered that incident." Jesus Christ, I hope so. If it wasn't the first time, then I would be like, lady, you need to stop watching so much porn. You are blowing up your computer.
Lou.
Yes, but
I guess you could say that she got the D.
She did. Technically, you're right. I don't want to acknowledge the okayness of this, but you are technically correct. Damn you, Benjamin. You are right. She did.
Exploded all over her, yes. And she had to wash it off.
She even got some up her nostril. That's a true story.
She's going at it rough, I guess.
She seems to be fine, though. I mean, the burns are terrible, and I feel for her, but, you know, she'll heal up. And, Dell did issue a statement, and even though, it's very business, numbers, it does... I mean, they're right. If you put a second-party battery in there, which is apparently what she did, or a third-party battery, what's second-party? Who's that? Is that the consumer? Anyway, I think that if she... And she said she did replace the battery about 3 years ago, and she wasn't sure if it was Dell-approved, necessarily. So, I mean, they have a... She has no real legal recourse, which kind of sucks, but I'm glad she'll be okay. If she died, we probably wouldn't do the story. Because we're not monsters, Ben.
Or as Mark Wahlberg would say, we're not monsters.
We're not monsters.
So this episode we're already going to call the one about Mark Wahlberg. Even though there wasn't a story about him.
Yeah, but he's fun.
But, moral of this story is, don't buy Dells. Lou, I'm sorry, you're already far, far into that.
You have ruined me, Benjamin. When this computer explodes in the middle of a podcast, I'm gonna remove the pieces from my nostrils, I'm gonna stop myself from being on fire, and I'm gonna curse your name as I shake my fist at the heavens.
Don't curse me, curse Dell.
No, I'm gonna curse you for not warning me when I bought this Dell before we had ever met that this was gonna be a problem for 4 to 5 years down the road. That is on you.
I should have thought of that. I didn't even realize, 4 or 5 years ago when I didn't even know you, I should have let you know.
Yes.
Like in a vision, like in a dream, I should have come and said, Lou, don't buy Adele. Whoa, you wake up in the middle of the night, I should not buy Adele.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm asking for. You seem like a smart guy, you should have the technology to make that occur.
Well, I don't have a time machine. Do I look like I have a DeLorean out back, do you?
I mean, I've never been to your house. You may have a DeLorean out back. If you did, okay, well, that'd be awesome.
Spoiler alert.
What was that? A spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert, I don't have a DeLorean.
I feel like that's what we should just call spoiler alerts from now on. Just go, if you don't want to hear anymore, this is a spoiler alert.
That'll get people's attention pretty fast.
Like people will be like, well, oh, it's a what?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, again! All right, take three.
Spoiler alert.
There
don't buy bells.
All right. Spoiler alert. It's fun to say.
But I think the most incredible part about this story is when the battery blew up, though, it said it started, not only did it start a fire, but it sent debris to 6 to 8 feet across the room. A 15-inch laptop, has that much power that it sends shit almost 8 feet across the room.
You know, like, you know why I bought a Dell? Because Dell packs a punch when it blows up in your face.
I'm not going to respond to that.
I mean, you,
I can't.
You could try. I know
I
you want
try.
To. I set you up so that you would, but you didn't. And I'm proud of you for fighting that urge. We're going to get through this together. You could have made the bad joke. You chose the high road, Ben.
Oh, I think that, you know, sure you got the D was the bad joke.
It was pretty bad. I thought I could give you one more, but I'm proud of you for being a better man than that.
Hey, I do what I can. So. Did I already mention to not by Dell? Dell? I don't think I've mentioned that, how clear of a message that could possibly be.
I think that you have made your particular stance on Dell computers quite clear to the listening audience as well as myself.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. But so, here's your case. Don't buy Dell. Buy Lenovo. Lenovo is actually much better.
So
that's what my laptop actually is.
Buy Lenovo. You heard it here first.
So, I'm just saying, if you don't want a computer to explode in your face and then go 8 feet across your room and burn your foot, you know. I mean, if you're into that sort of thing, then, I mean, I'm not judging you. I mean, more power to you.
Right. So we should not buy Dell, and we should also not fly British Airways, Ben.
We should
not.
You
know why? Because of story number three. Man sues British Airways for sending him to Grenada instead of Granada. Now, I must tell you, Ben, the first time I read this, I was like, Grenada, Granada.
Potato, potato.
There you go. See, I knew you would know where that was going. It's the first thing I thought of. So, of course, Grenada is the Caribbean island. It's famous for the Battle of Grenada. It's also famous for inventing grenades, I assume. Right?
I don't think that's
Shut
true.
Shut up. It's true. Sorry, Ben. I didn't mean to tell you to shut up. It was just a gut reaction.
It's fine.
I'm sorry. And then Granada is a beautiful Spanish city. So their spelling is so close together. And I can certainly understand a little mix-up, say, like when you're checking in. What I can't figure out is, when you're sitting there waiting to get on your flight, don't they say where you're going, like, 50 times before you get on the plane?
Well, if somebody with like a slight accent says it, or just didn't know how to pronounce either one, they would sound pretty similar, to be fair. But you would think like there'd be signs and like electronic billboards that say, you know, Grenada, Caribbean, or Granada, Spain. Like, you think you would be able to read that. I mean, the audio version of it, if you heard it, would be, you know, it can be a little confusing. But actually seeing it, I mean, yeah, that's on you, man, American dentist Edward Gamson.
Yeah, I mean, he should have checked his tickets better, too, because, like, they can't, you don't just show up at the airport and then they just, like, give you a ticket that you didn't already approve and purchase. Like, did he just show up without a boarding pass and just try to, like, walk on the plane? I've never been in an airport where they scan your barcode and, you know, they're like, oh, you're going to a different place than what your ticket says? That's not a problem. Just get on the plane.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is you'd scan it and they'd be like, oh, well, this doesn't work, unless the airport is just so shitty that they don't care.
And, like...
But I feel like airports across the world have kind of beefed up
things. The difference of flying... Because he flew out of London. That's where this happened. the difference of flying out of London to Spain, which, according to this, is about 2 hours, versus flying to Grenada, which is 9 hours, again, this falls on you. How did you not know that before you got on the plane, or even once you were on the plane, and they were like, yes, we'll be arriving, except it would be British. I'm not going to do British. I'll just do the American, because otherwise I'll humiliate myself.
We're going to be arriving in Grenada in about 30 minutes, so hope you had a good 8.5-hour flight, so please enjoy the rest of it.
Right.
And then he'd be like, well, shit, man, I didn't realize I was going to Grenada. I want to go to Grenada.
I know, and as, now that you say it as a British person, it is a little funnier. But that's not what's important. I guess what I was saying was, like, when you get on the plane, they tell you, you know, oh, well, we'll be arriving in, you know, such and such time. And, like, wouldn't you at that point be like, oh, shit, this isn't right? Or how about on your boarding pass when it says what time you're supposed to land? Like, at what point would you be like, boy, this seems like that can't be right?
Yet again, it just goes back to the simple thing of him reading the destination.
Yeah, all he had to do was check it one time. So he's mad at the airline, and they're not going to refund him, but it's like, yeah, because it's kind of on you, homie.
You know, I actually don't realize why he did his voice in an English accent. The dude's American.
No, he's British now. They can keep him. I don't want
that. He's British now. I mean, it isn't the fault. It's not just his fault. It is on the fault of the airline too, because if it doesn't scan right and the ticket doesn't say, you know, Grenada, but it says Grenada, and he's going to Grenada, I mean, that's on the airline as well, but it's also on him. So they're both to blame here.
Yeah, he's suing them. He should, but I don't think, I mean, it's your fault. I'm sorry. That's your fault. You have to be paying attention. I would like to assume that this doctor person is sort of one of those guys who just doesn't fucking pay attention to anything. He just assumes everything will work out. Because I feel like a lot of those types of people are like that. They just don't pay attention to the little stuff. They're just like, don't worry, Muffin, it'll all work out.
Okay, but you know what the greatest part about this story is? So he never made it to Spain. So the British Airways refused to reimburse him for the $4,500 tickets. So he decided to sue the airline for $34,000 in damages.
Well, he probably had to, you know, eat the finest foods while he was in Grenada or the Caribbean one. And he probably had to
pay for another hotel. He had to go to the Caribbean.
Yeah, poor bastard.
How awful is that? Like, so he's going to sue the airline for $30,000 more than he spent.
Well, no, he spent $4,500 on the air tickets. What I'm saying is he wants them to pay for his trip to the Caribbean.
Well, yeah, that's the trip, though, is the $4,500.
Right.
I'm talking about he's suing them for $30,000 more than what the ticket was worth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where does he get off on doing that?
Well, you're forgetting about once he got there, you know, he had to pay for a hotel and
well, that's on the airline,
staying for 6 days and seven nights. That is kind of their fault, Ben. I'm not serious. It isn't their fault.
Okay, but where is he going that's going to cost $30,000 in 6 days?
The Four Seasons in Grenada? Hello? Am I going to stay in a comfort inn with the peasants? Those were first-class tickets, Ben.
What about a Motel 6? They'll leave the light on for you.
Ben, would you stay in a Motel 6 in a Caribbean island called Grenada?
No, because I might throw grenades at me.
Yeah, you'd stay at the Four Seasons.
Is that like Frankie Valli? Is Frankie Valli going
no,
there?
I think that he, like, founded them, probably. I mean, that's not true, but it sounds good. Anyway, I mean, this guy's obviously an asshole, right? Can we agree that he's an asshole, probably?
Oh, he's an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously an asshole. It's a funny story, though, like, to, you know, and only, it could only happen to that type of person, because only assholes don't fucking pay attention to anything that's going on in their universe.
You want to know who doesn't pay attention to something that's going on in his universe?
I would love to hear who.
An 18-year-old man from Florida in our fourth story.
Florida.
So, a Florida man, Leviticus Brown.
No way.
Yes,
awesome.
That's his name.
Go on.
Leviticus Brown robbed a Walgreens the other day. He held them up to steal energy drinks, and obviously, you know, we've talked about robberies before in the show, so, you know, we had the guy who stole something from Subway, I believe it was, 2 weeks ago, and now we have this guy who's stealing energy drinks from Walgreens. But this isn't the kicker of the story. The kicker of the story is his vehicle of his, basically his getaway vehicle. I was going to say his vehicle of departure, but then I realized getaway vehicle sounds so much better. His getaway vehicle was a bicycle. So, I just have to wonder why. I mean, first of all, the man's not too bright if he's stealing energy drinks, you know, ruthlessly and, you know, holding people up just to steal them. I mean, you could just easily just have a backpack or just stuff them into your pants, but he has to actually hold up the Walgreens to buy them. Or not to buy them, to steal them. Which is the first funny thing. And the second funny thing is he thinks a bicycle is actually going to end up, you know, outrunning police cars. So, that man clearly lost his way.
I think that he stole the energy drinks in order to make a safe getaway, because he knew that his escape vehicle was going to be a bike. So he was like, I am going to need a lot of energy drinks to escape this robbery. And I think he forgot about the money. He was so amped up for the robbery that he grabbed the energy drinks and forgot the money.
That is...
He's from Florida. It would not surprise me at all if his third grade education was not paying dividends.
He
grabbed as many monster coffee flavored energy drinks as he could. He took his gun and waved it in the air and he said, I'm taking these. And then he ran out and got on his bike and started pedaling and pounding the energy drinks and then realized, oh shit, I forgot the money. And then he probably just stopped and put his bike down and threw the energy drinks into the woods or something. And was like, that was not me, officer. That's not even my bike.
Classic Lion cops. That's not my pants. You know, that's not my marijuana.
How are you going to arrest a guy named Leviticus Brown? Come on.
So good old Levi, after an hour, he was spotted by a deputy and ran away from him on foot. And then they arrested him and charged him with a felony instead of just shoplifting because of holding the place up. And
no man alive who's ever caught Leviticus Brown, except for that guy.
Except for the police. So good old Levi is probably going to prison.
I would imagine.
So
the monster Luke, energy drink lawyers are ruthless vatos.
So, Lou, does this surprise you?
No, of course not. Nothing that comes out of that state should be surprising to anyone or any creature.
I feel like we've desensitized our audience to Florida.
It's for the best. They should fear Florida. You should fear Florida. It's a scary place. There's death at every corner.
And if there's not that, there's people running away with stolen energy drinks.
And it's the dong of America. Would you trust the dong of this country? I wouldn't. It's filthy.
And they have cockroaches, too.
Yeah. Lots of places have cockroaches.
But Florida, it's like out the wazoo, though.
It's because of all the swamps. You know what? You know what's a fun word to say, Ben?
Swamps.
It's really fun to say. The swamps.
What is a fun word to say, Lou?
Oh, no, it was swamps. You pinpointed it. It was swamps.
How do you think Mark Wahlberg would say swamps?
Swamps. Pete, say it the same way.
That actually sounds like more like a Boston thing. Guys, look at this. I just wanted some swamps.
I was just out in the swamps. No, he wouldn't say swamps. I don't think anyone would say swamps. I think just I said swamps. To make a Florida character that doesn't exist. Swamps.
Guys, I found a Transformer in the swamps.
You guys, there's going to be a Transformer fight in the swamps.
We gotta write something to Michael Bay now. He has to redo the entire movie.
No, he'll just do a fifth one and make millions of dollars again.
I'll just have explosions all
around.
Everyone,
stop going to fucking Transformer movies. Please. Please stop going to Transformer movies. They're not good. You don't like them. They're garbage. They're schlock. They should be on the Sci-Fi Channel.
And they'd probably be better as made two TV movies as well. They would do so much better.
I'd rather watch those TV movies. Speaking of which, coming this month, then, Sharknado 2, the second one.
Jesus Christ, yes, really?
And you can bet your bottom dollar that I will be ready.
I can bet my bottom dollar. Sir,
that is an Annie reference. Annie? Are you not familiar? The Little Orphan Girl? It's a musical.
Orphan Annie. Orphan Annie. Yeah. I only know Orphan Annie from A Christmas Story.
What? Good God, man.
Yeah. When Ralphie, or whatever his name is in, like, the bathroom, he's, like, decoding the message, and it's like, be sure to drink your Ovaltine. What? A Cardi commercial? Son of a bitch.
Benjamin, it saddens me that you, the only reason that you know who Annie is because of A Christmas Story.
To be fair, it's a good movie.
Christmas Story is not on trial here. Your lack of knowledge about Annie is on trial.
Well, let me Wikipedia.
No, it's over. We're moving on. You've crushed my spirits yet again, Benjamin, as is tradition on this podcast. You've taken my soul, and you have put on golf shoes, and you have just stepped ever so gingerly on the tips of all my toes, Ben. You've just enough pain for me to know that I love you, but not enough for me to hate you forever. Curse you, Benjamin. Watch more films.
Are you hanging your head in
shame?
Actually,
that time I wasn't. It was more of an indignant rant at you.
So an angry fist rant. You're just shaking your fist angrily.
Yeah, and actually my arms were crossed. It was an arms crossed one. It was a shame on you. I'm disappointed in you one. Those are the worst kind. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ben. I still love you, but I'm hurting inside.
It's like you have no mouth, but you must scream.
It's true. But I'm not going to scream. Because I'm a crony.
Well, that'd be good. I don't think we want to make our listeners deaf.
And I would never... My scream is very loud and very preposterous. Seriously, just some of the most ridiculous shit ever. Speaking of some of the most ridiculous shit ever, I've got it for you in story number four. Five? Is it five already?
Yes.
Oh, that show went by fast. Did we really do five already? Oh my gosh, we did do five already. Ben, we just have too much fun together. That's the problem. We have too much fun. We laugh too much, and we talk about Mark Wahlberg too much, and this is what happens. I lose track of where we are.
It's fine. I blame Mark Wahlberg.
We should all blame Mark Wahlberg for all of our ails.
God damn it,
Mark
Wahlberg.
It's Mark Wahlberg's fault. It's the happening's fault. But he was in it, so guilty by association.
But so is Zoe's.
Guilty by association. I'm sorry.
That was a terrible, terrible movie.
It was a terrible...
Can't go outside. Nature's going to kill us.
Very good. Anyways, my favorite story of this week, I don't know if it was yours, but I sure enjoyed it. The headline reads, German police apologize for fining one-armed cyclist for riding his bike with only one arm. Ben, before we even read the details of the story, I feel like this is arguably the most German thing that's ever happened. Well, no, that's not true. This is the most German thing that's happened in approximately 70 years.
Yeah, I think that's a fair
assessment. They gave a guy a ticket for riding his bicycle with only one hand when he only had one hand available. That's awesome. I'm sorry. I don't care who you fucking are. That is just awesome. That is the peak of police work.
Yeah, and I mean, the only thing that I could see them actually ticketing him for would be, like, you know how you, like, if you're doing a left turn or a right turn?
Yeah.
You know, he would have to take his hand off the bar, but he couldn't do that, otherwise he'd crash. But, I mean, that would be the only thing. Otherwise, I mean, obviously the man isn't doing it because, you know, he wants to, you know, say, fuck the police, but maybe that's his way of getting around. Maybe he doesn't have a car, maybe he only has a bike.
I just think that it's amazing that, like, this cop was arguing with a guy about only having one handbrake. Because that's actually what the ticket was for. It wasn't for necessarily driving with one hand. It was for not having two handbrakes. But it's like, look, man, what would he have to gain by having another handbrake? Like, how's he going to use that, asshole?
They're just trying to use the whole safety argument, but just like, come on, really?
Well, it doesn't matter because he got refunded and he got a public apology because, duh. Because any person with more than 7 brain cells is going to put together that this is just preposterous and move on with their day. But there is one German dickbag who cast aside his common sense and logic and reason and just decided to use his authority to be a fuckface. That has always gone really well in Germany, historically.
Oh, yeah, let's just name all the countless examples.
We don't need to. World War I and II speak for themselves.
No. But he was fined 25 euros, which I calculated out to be equal to about $34.
That's a lot of bullshit for being disabled. Like, you're disabled, technically, and that's some bullshit.
And here's what the police had to say about it. Quote, "We only hope something like this never happens again," end quote.
But that police officer was not fired, I would imagine. Although he probably should be, because he's probably too stupid to do that job. That's just reality.
Yeah, I'm running out of words for this, because it's just dumb. Because you can clearly see the man only has one arm. So it's not like he's just putting an arm up his sleeve and just, you know, disobeying the rules of the road because he wants to. It's because the man generally only has one arm. And for some police officer to be like, oh, well, you can't do that, I mean,
it's like,
okay.
I feel like that's something that would never happen in America. Like a cop hassling a handicapped person over their fucking bicycle.
No, I feel like that is something that would happen
in America. No, I don't.
Or Florida, at least.
Maybe. Even that, though. Like, this is pretty low on the scale of, like, that cop, it might be the dickbag of the year.
Like, instead of fining him, you could have asked him if he was alright, you know, if he needed any help. But no, let's just fine him. Like that makes any more sense.
As a police officer, your job is to protect and serve, not write fucking bullshit tickets, fake made-up tickets, just to meet some sort of quota that you have. Like, why don't you bust a criminal? How about that? How about you do something that actually protects the people? Like, what about this dude? Like, what threat does he pose to anyone except himself? And he's modified his bicycle to make sure that that doesn't happen. So why don't you leave the guy a fucking loan?
Exactly. And the cops should either be busting a criminal, busting a move, or Busta Rhymes.
But what did you just do?
I think I opened up a Pandora's box that I didn't want to open up.
I cannot believe what just happened. I'm stunned and confused. Like that movie with Matthew McConaughey.
All of his movies?
Most of them. Dude, did you seriously just do that? For a second, I thought I had a stroke. Did you really say the Busta Rhymes thing?
Yes.
Okie doke. At least I didn't have a stroke, though, so that's, I mean, I have that going for me now.
Now, but you only have your laptop that's going to...
Well, I can only hope. If life has taught me anything, it's that it's always important to be afraid of your computer and your technology. We talk about this all the time. I don't trust technology anyways, so the fact that computers are blowing up is not surprising to me. They want us dead. They know everything about us. They're going to destroy us. My name is John Connor, and I approve this message. Ben, that was a Terminator
reference. I know. I got it. I've seen all three. Admittedly, I'm not proud of the last one, but...
What if I told you I've seen all of them, including the Christian Bale one?
I refuse to acknowledge that that one existed.
It was really bad. It was brutal. It was not good. The third one was okay.
No, the third one's not okay.
I like looking at the female Terminator a lot. She's fun. Because she wore sweet outfits. They were like, well, we're going to capitalize on this chick being fine. And then she never worked in film again.
Yeah, Troy had a Delta blew up on her.
No, that didn't happen. That doesn't happen to beautiful people.
You're right, because they don't play Dells.
Or they pay other people to use their Dells.
Yeah. Or maybe they're too busy getting fined by German police officers.
Well, German police officers, you know, historically are dickheads. So, you know, I will not take that back. That's just science. Fact. Reason.
And, I mean, people will argue that, oh, well, you know, it is a safety hazard and, you know, that he shouldn't be doing that. Well, obviously, with a modified bike, he has the ability to, because I think it's something that he modified his brakes that he can use one with his foot as well.
Yeah, the first bike I ever had was foot brake.
So obviously he's modified it into a way to where it's not a hazard, yet Mr. Schlagendoss.
Wow. That was a good one, Ben.
You know, Mr. Schlagendoss, the cop, says, no, you can't do things that make sense. That's not what we can have here. So, fuck you, Mr. Schlagendoss. Fuck you.
It's Herr Schlagendoss?
Yeah, Herr Schlagendoss, yeah.
This might be the episode about German words. The one about German words. Hammerschlagen?
Schlagendoss?
The one about the Schlagen.
The one about Busta Rhymes?
Oh, God. I can't... Why would you bring that back up? I had moved on. I had forgotten about it. And you got to bring me back to that dark place. That dark, dark, basically, horrible place. Well, Ben, I think it's kind of appropriate that last week we went crazy over on time, and this week we had a nice, tight episode, man. Just plowed right through that like it was nothing.
Yeah, I mean, we blew this episode to pieces, kind of like Adult.
Yeah, bringing it full circle. That's called a callback. Ben, also, just we have a little time. I've had the, since I've been home from my camping trip, I've had the Walking Dead, Dead, White, and Blue marathon on. And, man, season 4 was just great. Man, I don't know why people get so down on season 4, like, about after the prison and how it's kind of boring. I could not disagree more. I thought season 4 was tremendous, Ben. I thought it was tremendous. From top to bottom, from the start of season 4 to looking at the governor, what happened to him after the first little boo-boo, and I loved all of it. Just awesome, awesome television programming.
Yeah, season 4 was really good. Depressing at times, but
yeah,
really good.
Well, this next season won't be better, so...
It'll never
be good. There'll be moments of brief happiness. There'll be moments of brief happiness. happy birthday.
And spoiler alert.
Happy the mildly retarded giraffe.
Oh god, that was a terrible time.
Sorry,
to
buddy.
Drink of water.
Happy birthday from your pal Happy.
Yuck.
So, anyway, I'm excited for Walking Dead to be back, but I have so much longer to wait. I really nerd out about that show. I love watching it. I can watch it over and over again and still enjoy it as much the second time around.
Only 4 months.
That's a long time.
It's
actually, it's only like three
six.
Months probably now, because it's like mid-October, so it's like 3 months.
It's only July.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Months. Don't add extra months. Don't do that to me. It's three months.
I can't do math at all.
Math is important! Now it's just Goofy.
Say, this doesn't all like
Goofy on you. I think I've said my piece for this week. Good stories. I told you everybody it'd be a good episode. This is a power episode this week. I think we're just in a groove. We just plowed through stories, made our jokes, moved on. Nice, clean, crisp.
Yes. Through the Mark Wahlbergs and the Busta Rhymes, we made it through.
Would you stop talking about Busta Rhymes? You've already ruined Busta Rhymes. But at least we have Wu-Tang Clan to take us out. But before they do, Ben, why don't you tell people where they can find us?
All right, you can find us on Twitter at the News Chew. You can find us on Facebook with The News Chew with Ben and Lou. And we also have an email account, newschewwithbenandlou@gmail.com. So if you have stories, you have ideas for us, maybe you have a game for us you want us to play, anything. I mean, we're open to it. We'll take a look at it. We'll say, hey, maybe this is something we'll do. But you can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, email us, whatever. And I think that's it. So, Lou,
Wu-Tang Financial.
Words?